parsha in Ben Ishchai is parsha Zot HaBracha. So it says, Ule Yosef Ama, and to Yosef was the bracha was said, Mevorechet Hashem Arzo, Hashem blesses his land, Mimegid Shamayim Mital, it's like sweetened with the, from the heavens with dew, Umitohom Rovetzet Tachat, and from the depths, the waters of the depths, Rovetzet, like comes up from below. Nearly B'siyat Dishmaya, says the Ben Ishchai, it seems to me with the help of heaven. Yosef HaTzadik, Alav HaShalom, right? Hu Bechinat Yesod, he's the concept of Yesod, the foundation, Mokom HaBris. Achu Lemala Beduchra, he's above in the place of the male. Shusod Shoshem Havaya, which is the concept of Shem Havaya, Besod HaTiferet, which is related to the concept of Tiferet, i.e. the... You understand? Velo Benukva, not of the female, Shusod Shem Adni, which is the concept of Adni. So Shem Adni is B'malchus, is the... represents kingship. V'lachein, Mevorechet Hashem Arzo, B'shem Havaya. When it says Mevorechet Hashem Arzo, it's B'shem Havaya. Hanikra Shamayim, Shu B'tiferes. Shamayim is B'tiferes. That's what Ben Ishchai says. Ulaze Ama, Mimegid Shamayim Mital. I.e., it sweetened the heavens from the dew of Tal that falls on the fruit. It becomes sweetened. Hu Tal Otiyot, it's the 39 letters, the Shem Havaya, Ba'aba Miluyav. With its four miluyav, has av, sagma, uben. Okay, there's different miluyim of Shem Havaya, right? And these four miluyim, the letters, the number of the letters is sheyeshbo, is talotiot, is 39 letters. V'yadua shechol tzadik mechuna b'shem Yosef. As tzadik, stam, is called in the name of Yosef. Al shem Shehu Mosif Faholik. Why is he called Yosef? Because Yosef is the Lashon of Hosafa, addition. That he's Mosif Faholik. He's adding to his Avodah Hashem. Kamo Sha'amu Rabotei Zichron Avracha, like our rabbis taught us, Talmidei Chachamim, Kol Zman, Shemaskinim, all the time that they get older, Datan Mitosefet Aleim. Their Das is added to them. They become richer, or in their Das, they become more cognitive, okay. They reach a higher level in terms of their understanding. Ushleimus Avodas HaKodesh, and the completion of the Avodas Hashem. Shera Tzadik Hu Sheavod Me'ava. That's if a Tzadik serves a Kodesh Baruch Hu with Ava. Uba Machshava Uba Dibu Maisa. Whether in his thought, whether in his speech, whether in his action. Nimshe Tzarik Sheyesh Shalem B'Shlosh Pa'amim Ava. He has to be Shalem, but the three times it's mentioned Ava. Sha'ola Misparam Tal Ava, which is Yud Gimel in Begumatria, three times is 39 Tal. V'lakach Hu Rui Liyot Nishpa Min Arba Miluyim. It's fitting for him to be influenced from the four expressions of God's name, which is Av Sag Ma'u Ben, the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu of God's name. Shehem Tal Otiyot, that these four names together give you Tal Otiyot, which is three times Ava. So a tzaddik who shows Ava's Hashem in these three aspects of Machshava, Dibu, and Maisa, so he is Rui for these Tal Otiyot, that causes him to get the Shefa of God's name in these four Shemot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For Yisrael Nikra'u, Goy Echad Ba'aretz, and the Jewish people are called Goy Echad Ba'aretz, a one nation in the land. Hashem Shehem Ovdim Et Hashem Yitbarach Me'ava, because they're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'ava, and because they serve Hashem Me'ava, that Ava's Hashem causes them the Yichud. And that's why Ava is Mispa Echad. Echad is also Yud Gimel, because Ava's Hashem brings a person to Yichud Hashem, and Yichud Hashem is what brings a person to one with all the rest of the Jewish people. And they become one nation לכך אנחנו נשבעים על ידי כך בין 13 מחילן דרחמי, בזכות עבודה באהבה. Therefore we're zoche to the 13 principles, or the 13 Yud Gimel Midas, 13 attributes of mercy, because of the schus of Avas Hashem. The more a person has Avas Hashem, the more he zoche to Yud Gimel Midas. Lekach makifin b'chag asmachot et ha-teva b'lulav b'chol yom. And therefore we go around on the chag hasmachot, on the chag of Simcha, which is Sukkot, et ha-teva, the teva, the middle of the shul, right, the place where the aron is, right? Belulav, with the lulav b'chol yom mishisha yamim hakafa echad. Each day of the 6 days of Sukkot, we go around with one hakafa. U'b'yom Hashanah Rabbah b'shiva hakafot. On Hashanah Rabbah we go down 7 times. Hare sacha kol, if we count all the times, right, 6 and 7, we get to 13 hakafot, kaminyan ava, i.e. because the hakafot represent avas Hashem, that we're mekif the bima, right, in recognizing that all our shefa comes and all the chasadim that comes to us, right, to the world, comes from what's inside the bima, the Torah, and the Shechina, which is inside the Torah itself. The communion, it is the Torah. Communion Echad, which is one. The minion, it's a gematria of Echad, which is one. Keneged 13 Mechilin de Rachmei, which is against the 13 Midas of Rachamim. I.e., that Hakafa is caused bringing onto us the Chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mekifim of the Chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and those Chasadim, right, represent in them the highest chasadim, the heights of chasadim, which is the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim. Ubeze Yuvan v'siat Dishmai. With that, we understood, with help of heaven, echad be'echad yigashu. Each one comes. V'ruach lo yavo b'neim, and there won't be anything coming in between them. What does it mean? Perish. Yisrael shem goy echad. Yisrael, when they become one with the Kodesh Baruch and one nation through the 3 times Ava, b'machshava, with thought, with dibur, with ma'aseh, the Ava Hashem, v'ovdi mi'ava, and they serve Hashem ba'ava, which is gematria echad, hem 13 hakafot. That's represented in the 13 hakafot we go round, the teva representing the Ava we show to Hashem, shemisparan echad. That 13 going round is mispar, it's gematria echad. Yigashu lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way they come towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who? Kodesh Baruch Hu. Va'yidei kach, and through this, ruach tuma shel achitzonim, chas v'shalom, the impure spirit of the ra in the world, lo yavo b'neim, won't come between them. So explaining the pasuk, Yisrael Shem Goy Echad, when they serve a Kodesh Baruch in these hakafot, and they're serving Hashem with Avas Hashem, right? And these hakafot 13 times with Echad, right? That's what they're Goy Echad. And they serve Hashem with Ava, right? Yeah? So it says, Echad Be'echad Yigashu, when they come to the Teva to do the hakafot, and they're Goy Echad, right? Be'echad, with these 13 hakafot, Yigashu, around the Teva, Ruach lo yavo b'nehem, the Ruach of Tumah, the Chitzonim, won't come between them. There'll be no Midas Adin on them. Because these Chasadim, which they bring on them, will not allow Midas Adin to come upon them. Yeah? V'al yedei kach, Ruach HaTumah won't come onto them. Lo yavo b'nehem. V'yishisku liyot b'yom HaShmini, and therefore they will be zocher on the Shmini Atzeret, right? On the 8th day of Sukkot, Inun b'luchudaihu kamei malka kadisha. They by themselves will be in front of the holy malchus, i.e. in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, i.e. the malcha, melech ha'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nirali b'siat d'shmaid, al yadei hakafot, elu, through these hakafot, shem shisha v'shiva, 6 and 7, yitmatku otiyot zayin v'vav, will be mitmatku, they'll become sweetened, the letters 7 and Vav, which is 13. I.e., Zayin and Vav, which is 13, yeah, from these 6 and 7 hakafot of the shame, Kav Vav, Zayin Vav. That's the shame of HaKadosh Baruch. You take the Yud and the next letter after Yud is Kaf. You take the Hey, and the next letter after it is Vav. You take the Zayin, the next letter after it take the letter. So it's Yud comes Kaf, Hey comes Vav, right? Vav becomes Zayin, and Hey Achrona of Shem Hashem becomes Hey. So it's a Chiluf of the Shem. Shehem Mispa Shisha Veshiva. The Vav and the Zayin are Shisha and Shiva. Yeah? In the middle of the letters. Diyadua Masha Katav Rabbeinu Ashkenazal Bebiuram. Bebiuram in his explanation, Mama Nachum Ish Gamzu, right? That he was the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiba, Gamzu Latova, right? That's where Rabbi Akiva says, Kol Man David Rahman Latova Uda David, Ken? Then his Rebbe, Nachum Ish Gamzu. Shaya Da Koloma Gamzu Latova. You always say, this is also for good. Hainu Kadele Matek, right? Gam Zu. Zu is Otiot Zayin Vav. So why do you say Gam Zu Latova? It was Kadele Matek Otiot Zu. The shame, Kav Vav Zayin, Vav, yeah? Shem Din Kenoda. This shame, because it's a chiluf of the otiyot of Shem Havaya. Havaya is more shame of Rachamim. And this is chiluf the otiyot, it's the name of Din. He came to be mematic, the two otiyot in the middle, which is makes this name a name of Din. And by doing Gam Zu of the name Kav Vav Zayin, okay, the Vav Zayin in the middle, Gamzu Latova. This will be Nepach Latova. Be Nepach for good. This shame is brought down in the Kavanas a little bit in Tisha B'Av. And these are one of the shemot that you have to do mituk on the Bein HaMetzarim. So this letter, these shame represents shame of din. Of Modin, so it requires Mituk. So that's what the Ben Ish Chai's Meram is when he says, the Gemara says, when Nachum Ish Gamzu said, Gamzu Latova, so in other words, he was Hofech, the Midas Adin, into Midas Arachmim, to see in Midas Adin the Rachmim. And that by doing that, he was Mematek the Din.